liver, shine a little over, liver, liver, leaf.
Good evening. Welcome to As the Worm Turns. This is KVNF's gardening show. I'm your host, Jill, and I'm here with my favorite gardeners of the year, Madame Lulu and Sir Lance.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
The missing link.
The missing link.
Good evening, everybody. And this is Lance's last show for this gardening season. Back in January to start up again, talking about pruning, seed saving, all kinds of good stuff. So just a little short break for the holidays. But Lulu and I will be back next week. And this is the call-in show, so it's your opportunity. Put Lance on the spot.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I got your back.
There okay, you go. Teamwork worms. 527-4868-1866. KVNF now. You know, I'm going to put the email out there right now, too, because can be thinking. Just write this down now, and over the holidays, you can be thinking about your garden and shoot us an email. We'll have all kinds of material when we get back.
You know, and it's not just your garden either. It's the house plants. It's, you know, whatever else you've got in your house and what you're going to be eating through the winter and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where's your food coming from?
Right. It's all connected. Yeah. Really. Yeah.
Right?
So.
So there's a lot to think about and talk about.
Throw it out there. Start the conversation. So it's worm, W-O-R-M, at kvnf.org. But right now, Jeff's in the control room, 527-4868-1866, KVNF now, and some wild weather, finally, some cold weather and some good moisture.
Good moisture. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. And remember we talked about the late fall storms or the early springs that are heavy, wet snow, and you have to, exactly, to get
so
out my driveway,
yeah.
and get out my driveway. Use the big old push broom to get off the lilacs and forsythias.
You were out there with the broom.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of amazed. There's a lot of leaves on the trees still.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of leaves.
I mean,
I noticed that.
Let's get real. This Thanksgiving is, what, a week and 2 days away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are trees back in parts of town here that are just as green as full summer.
I agree, Lulu. And it doesn't seem like as many leaves on the ground. And Lance, you said you're not raking anymore. Does that mean that your trees have already...
No, I don't rake my yard. This is hauling leaves from other people's
place. Hauling leaves.
Yeah.
I've got five loads, and that's all I need.
Yeah. So there's going to be leaves on the ground in people's yards and gardens.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sure. You know, there's a lot of leaves on the street, too. And, you know, if you just want to go out and clean your gutters and things, you'll find lots of good leaves.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, is be sure to put them in your compost pile. Don't put them straight back into your garden.
No.
Because you're bringing everything that's ever come down the street, every weed seed and everything else. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so mix it up with everything.
Yeah, mix it up with your compost, let it cook, you know, put it in the chicken yard, let the chickens have at it, whatever.
Uh-huh. Right, right.
Yeah, I do have one friend that I know that puts out the leaves wherever she gets them from and puts manure down or compost on and tills them in the fall.
Okay.
And that's part of her fertilization process.
All right, so she's using them that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to go out and get the leaves that are in my yard, in the backyard, like on the wood chips where we have this little barbecue pit, fire pit thing, and they're all over the furniture, the lawn benches and stuff. I'll get all those leaves and put them in the garden, but I don't rake them off my lawn, nope.
Yeah.
No, I generally leave them, and if they're still in the spring, I might rake up some areas if it's especially under those big old mulberry trees because those are really large leaves
and thick. The fruit tree leaves don't decompose as easily as a maple.
Oh,
leaf
okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, because they're thicker. They're dense. They're thicker.
And I've seen that, like the apple trees, those leaves are going to be on there all winter. I've seen that, and they actually generally don't drop sometimes until they bud out in the spring.
You know, I have an apple tree that has some really dark leafage on it, and then part of the leaf is green. And it's one of those things, Lulu, where most of the leaves are still on it. And I'm wondering, it doesn't look right. You know, is there something you can see now? Like, would that be fire blight or something like that?
Oh, well, you could see fire blight for sure, because your leaves are going to be all black and
shriveled. But fire blight is going to also be like a leaf comes out or a little branch, it's going to be black right around the base of
okay.
it. It's going to be a black little spot.
All right. That's yeah. a great tip.
Yeah.
So look
it's
for
black,
the
fire blight.
Mm-hmm. It's fire blight. It's black. Burn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So not necessarily the leaf, but
no.
right where that
no.
leaf is coming out.
And the leaves don't drop off. You know, they're pushed.
Oh, no. Please no. explain yourself.
They're pushed. They're
I
pushed.
Knew I was going to learn something tonight.
See,
lay it on us, baby.
Okay, well, they're pushed by the new bud that's forming underneath.
Sure.
Yeah. So
that makes
sense. They're literally pushed off. Goodbye. You got to go.
Yeah.
And so the green leaves, when you have super green leaves like that, the reason the tree drops its leaves is it's a protection to keep it from getting frostbitten and getting killed. So it drops its leaves so that it's not being going to be compromised by the cold
right.
weather and the phloem and xylem and the
yeah.
sap and everything else.
Right.
So it's
and
a
heavy wet snows.
And heavy wet snows.
right.
Yeah, right. It's a strategy to stay alive through the cold.
Uh-huh.
Brilliant.
It really is.
Pushes the leaves up.
Well, just think about it in general.
Yeah,
I mean,
makes sense.
There's frost, that starts the process. The shorter day lengths start the process,
yep.
and the plants finish it then.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I mean, if you really think about it, think about what that tree is doing. And it's bringing nutrients from the ground up. I mean, how does that happen, all
right?
Mm-hmm, that defies
right.
gravity,
uh-huh.
right? And then it makes energy in the leaves and converts the starches to sugar, and then it sends the sugars back down. They convert to starch so that the plant can... I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Fabulous.
It's
yeah.
fascinating.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Another thing that's interesting, watch the earliest trees that bud out, the elms and the willows... They're the last to drop.
Last to go back.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Yeah, sure. I love
last.
That. The color thing with willows, because they're as colorful in the spring as they are in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just that color thing that happens.
That vibrant
Love
color.
Talking about trees. You know what my Indian name is?
No.
Big tree, no leaves. Really? I love big trees with no leaves, you know, that have been there for
I love
ancient
that, too.
Times.
I love the silhouette of the branches against the twilight or dawn
mm-hmm,
sky,
mm-hmm.
you know, or,
yeah.
you know, God, that just...
Like a desert juniper, an old
yeah,
ancient
just,
uh-huh.
desert
yeah,
juniper.
Yeah, they just look so beautiful.
Yeah.
yeah. And this town, Paonia, is beautiful to see the variety of trees that are here. Just amazing varieties. Mulberries.
Yeah.
Catalpas.
Catalpas.
Yeah. Maples.
Yes. Uh-huh. Maples.
Yeah.
And
birch. Locust.
Yeah, some beautiful
birch.
Birches. And
some beautiful weeping birch.
Yeah. Very big walnuts. English
walnuts.
Walnuts
yeah.
and the American elm.
Uh-huh.
This would be a great town to take a walking tour and identify mm-hmm. trees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's some unusual, I've seen some purple leaf locusts, which isn't that mm-hmm. hardy, but it seems to make it here.
Yeah, yeah, the autumn purple ash.
And there's
and then there's that one.
Yeah.
Yep. And autumn purple ash. My autumn purple ash didn't turn that purple this year.
Oh, wow.
No.
Yeah, I can't figure that one out.
Too much water.
I bet you're right. The whole water thing.
Yeah,
your
yard's
not
pretty
natural.
Wet. So did it turn good last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Too much water, huh? Because
yeah.
I didn't water it that much, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are out in the hell strip. They're on their own.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, there you go. That tells you there's your rain gauge or moisture mm-hmm.
right?
gauge.
Well,
on
yeah.
the hell strip.
And, you know, maybe the roots have gotten to a point where they're, because the sidewalks and the pavement is such a great water collector.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And it sends hundreds of gallons down into the
yeah.
subsoil and under the sidewalks and under the street. It's
probably pretty good. And
yeah,
also,
good.
I don't want to say no really hard frost till late.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then there's that. Yeah.
Right. Right. Hey, 527-4868-1866 KVNF now. Tell us what's going on your end of season. Lance, you're doing soil turning one day, snow shoveling the next.
Yeah, the other interesting. They say it can change every day.
Right. I love that. Yeah. You know, that's just the one thing about weather is there is no human control of it.
No, it was fun. I was turning on. So I've actually hand-turned the entire garden, except where I still have one whole bed of carrots.
And there's a lot of carrots in
and
there.
And there's probably about 500 pounds of carrots Ooh. In there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I heard someone raving about your carrots just this week, how delicious they were.
Oh, great. Yeah. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I like them. Yeah. I'm in. Heck yeah.
But anyway, so it's fun.
Well, everything's turned and...
turned and ready to go. Mm-hmm. And if I get a little snow melt, I'll start edging all the perennial beds. You know, this year, since it's so wet, I'm not going to try to weed them. I'm just going to turn that soil over, mm-hmm. just like I did my other. And there's grass in it, and that grass will winter kill with the freezing and thawing of the winter.
So you just take the shovel and go around the edge?
Yeah, mm-hmm. to actually turn it out. The curved beds, I just sort of eyeball it, and the straight beds, I actually put string. And I have two different shovels. One, the straight beds like that, I actually have a sod shovel, which is a straight edge, and it's made for edging beds and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the string is what, a guide for edging?
Oh. Yeah, and all my beds, the straight beds have rebar at the corners. And it's not all, it has two purposes. One is for that straight edge, but it also keeps the hoses from
right.
going into the flower beds.
Oh.
Clever.
And yep. there's tennis balls on top of the rebar. And you better put the tennis balls or tape because you should see the scar on my leg.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it only takes one time. And woo.
You would probably have Barbie doll heads on your rebar.
I have Barbie doll heads on my rebar.
Yeah.
That's what I've got for sure.
You really
yeah.
do.
And Sam gave me a whole giant bag of new Barbie dolls.
What
I can't wait.
Heck? I thought you were finding those on the ski slope.
I did. I found Brazilian Barbie on the ski slope. I really felt bad because I knew one of those little Brazilian kids had dropped her, you know, and I thought, oh, man.
She has
she
a good home now.
Yeah, she had her bikini on and everything, you know. It was sad.
Yeah.
She was out there on Fanny Hill just freezing.
Those Brazilians.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that I have about tennis balls is when people's dogs come over.
Oh, really?
They think that is their ball.
Right? Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't
yeah.
they?
Sure.
I love it.
Great
yeah.
thing about being a dog.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was looking at my gardens and I was thinking, yeah, I'm going to turn that one over. But this one over here, maybe not. You know, when the mulch is still real dense on there,
yeah.
I might not turn it over.
It's really muck.
It's just
mucky.
Muck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the mulch and the worms are going to go to work. The worms, the slugs, everything
mm-hmm.
is going to go to work first thing on that in the
yeah.
spring. So, you know, before everything gets nasty and hard, you just turn it over then
mm-hmm.
or
there you
till
go.
It or do whatever. You know, you just do it. Do whatever you feel like
yeah.
doing.
Whatever the weather's doing, whatever your body is
yeah.
at that time.
Yeah.
And the longer you do it, you know that you have other options.
Exactly.
If
there
you're a
you
beginner,
go.
You think you only got this one
right.
way.
There you
right.
go. I like that.
I'm changing things up every year.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
so
know.
Am I.
Right.
You know, it there's no one right way to do it. That's
no.
yeah.
for sure. And there's, you just go. Just do it. Do something.
Don't yeah. put pressure on yourself. Be
yeah.
gentle with yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, and figure it out because chances are you're going to get thrown a curve by the weather anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I was lucky enough.
Just roll with it.
Where I had the potato patch, I had time to till in horse manure and plant a rye cover crop for next year's corn crop.
Okay,
see, now you did put manure on your potatoes.
That was
oh.
where the former potato patch. That's where the potatoes were this
that's
year.
That's where mm-hmm. they were.
And now
it's
going to be corn next year. And
oh,
I
yeah,
generally do not spread fresh manure, but it's sitting there all winter long.
Right.
Right.
And so
it's going to take a while and it's going to break down.
Oh, it'll break mm-hmm. down.
Yeah, so nice. And the thing is, get out there because it is rewarding when you get a little crop
yeah.
going out there.
Yeah.
And if the dogs are not chasing your rebar tennis balls, they're chasing your bowls.
I wish. I wish they were chasing my bowls.
You got to get some Jack Russells.
There you go.
You know, or Dachshund or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that would be nice. The problem is the voles are in the carrot bed.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Oh.
Santa Maria.
I've had dogs go in there. In fact, I do have dogs hit this one dog, and it has a good time in the carrot patch, but it does tear up the carrots.
Yeah, kind of. So. I can see them going crazy. So voles have just been a thing this year, a little bit more numerous. And
everywhere I go
around.
Talking to people, voles have been pretty much a problem.
Yeah,
and actually rodents in general.
Yeah, there's a
I'm hearing that right now about mice.
Mice in general have been a problem. Voles have been a real problem in just about everybody's garden. And like friends had potato patch, 50% gone.
Oh wow.
Other friends called up carrot patch, 50% damage. That you know they still had carrots, but there's only half of them they could actually sell or store. The other ones all had chew marks on them.
Right.
Yeah. So. And then you get, when you get a big flush in the population like that, especially in the mice, you have more of a chance of hantavirus or hantavirus, however you want to say it, showing up.
Yes, you absolutely do.
So you have to be smart about that too. Don't be in the springtime. Don't be thinking you can just go into that
shed
or barn or whatever and start flinging dust around. You might, you know.
That's a great reminder, Lulu. Absolutely.
Well, it can be out there. And it's not too difficult to manage either. If you, you can just use Clorox or detergent and even sunlight, just letting the sun get in.
To air and clean out your shed.
The sunlight will break down a lot of bacteria and viruses in, 24 hours, I think, or 12 or something like that. Not long.
Right.
So
thinking about voles, if you had that problem this year, I'd be thinking, oh, I'm going to take care of those critters next year. What am I going to do? I think we talked about it a little. Are there companion plants or something that deter them?
No.
Yeah, there's companion planting of razor wire or something. Yeah. That might work.
Well, I went. I took the weed whacker in the last flower bed and cut all that stuff down and the voles have made all brand new holes and tunnels in there. And I mentioned earlier about putting the juicy fruit gum.
Yeah, juicy fruit.
And I had the package of juicy fruit gum, and I stuck it in my back pocket. And every time I saw a new hole, I put gum in it.
Like just a stick of gum? Or did you chew
stick.
It? Did you chew it first? Or?
No.
Just fresh.
Fresh.
It's, man, that's cruel and unnatural punishment.
Yeah. And I have a brand new package of juicy fruit gums. And I'm going to, whenever I see a hole or something, or those, I take my brush piles, from prunings, and I made brush piles because they always say it's so good for the bird and stuff. But it's also the perfect protection for voles. If you go out in the fields where I put those, it's nothing but vole tunnels.
Oh,
and,
sure.
Man. And so I'm never doing that. I'm not going to pick these things up. I'm just going to let them rot.
Right.
But I'm not going to make those kind of. Forget it. The birds will have to do something else.
Yeah. Okay. Well, juicy fruit. There's going to be a run on juicy fruit.
like juicy fruit. Just juicy fruit, huh?
Old-fashioned juicy fruit, Lulu.
Wrigley's juicy fruit gum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Double the flavor, double the fun.
Uh-huh. That's juicy. Double
mint. That's double mint.
Oh. Okay. Green and yellow.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it now.
Well, and then there's Wrigley's spearmint or peppermint.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the white.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I was thinking about the other day? I was thinking about, yikes, stripes, beech nuts, got 'em.
Oh.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Love
the
it.
Beech nut
are we
gum?
Telling them our generation or what?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yes.
Love beech nut gum.
Right?
And there's always that one other thing. There's that product you can buy from Boni called Molmax.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right.
We forgot about
that. And there's two.
Molmax.
There's one that's a little bit heavier strength, but Molmax is just Fuller's Earth, castor bean oil, and I think that's it. Made into a small brown pellet, maybe the size of peppercorns. And you can buy that. You can buy it at Paleonia Farm and Home and stuff. I did notice, I'm going to probably buy some and put it out in those brush piles. But I did notice that using it around the garden, if I used it a lot, it turned some of the perennial plants, yarrow, yellow.
Oh,
so there's
wow.
something in it that there might be too much salt or something else in it from the foliage. Mm. I don't think it's castor bean oil, but anyways.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah. And so it deters them?
They
or
can't stand it. It burns their nose.
Oh, okay.
It burns the nasal, so they'll leave, is what they do.
All right. Well, that's a great
yeah.
Molvax.
Molmax.
Molmax.
And it does that
like
burrowing.
Mad Max. Right. Just go get some.
Moles, voles. It probably does mice, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a great tip. Thank you. All right. I know there's someone out there just dying to tell us what they're up to.
Or not.
Right.
What are you not up to?
What are you not up to? Throw it, bone. 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. Hey, the seed catalog's out.
Yes. Yeah, I
yeah,
saw that.
Yeah, seed catalog's
you aren't done yet.
Oh, my God, right?
I said, oh, my, I got an exclamation point on my notes. It's like, I want a break. Don't send me any of these things till January.
Yeah, right? I got a good one, though. I can't remember what it is. It was at random. I've never had it before.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Yeah. It doesn't have a tremendous amount of organic stuff, but it has a really wide variety. I'm going to read it. You know, if you
fun.
Get seed catalogs, you should just read them.
They're fun. They give you ideas. And
uh-huh. and you get a lot of good information,
uh-huh.
you know, mm-hmm. about various things, germinations and... You know, and I don't know, soil temperatures and all kinds
yeah,
of weird stuff.
Yeah, they're really nice. I always look
right.
at them, and they're, you know, I'm growing so much seed, but there's always something that might catch my eye.
Right. Something
Some
you're
little,
gonna try or.
What is Captain Clearwater say? Nugget.
Knowledge nugget.
To
yes. expand
right?
your cranium.
Right.
You'll find it in a seed catalog
you
for
might
sure.
You find your knowledge nugget in a seed catalog. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
No worries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're in there.
And some of them, like the one I was looking at, it did really good on telling the variety, not just the squash variety, but whether it was a Pepo or Maximo or Machata.
See?
And a Mixta.
Yeah.
There's actually a Mixta, which Ooh. Is called something else now. But that way, Pepos crossed with Pepos, Maximas crossed with Maximas, and Machatas crossed with Machatas. But you
okay.
could grow and Mixtas crossed with Mixtas. So that some catalogs don't say that.
That bugs me when you don't get the Latin name,
mm-hmm.
or you just don't get enough information. That
yeah.
really bugs me.
Yeah, and lots of your gourds. Just so you're looking at it, lots of your gourds are Pepos. They're actually a squash that will cross with your zucchini and acorns and delicatas and stuff.
Uh huh.
So you got to actually look at it. And this one actually had all of those labeled what they were.
Oh, great. I'm going to be looking for that in my catalog. And, and right there, a knowledge nugget.
Mm-hmm. Tons mm-hmm. of nuggets.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? That's
hey,
important.
Very important. Dave is on the line from Montrose. Hi, Dave.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
I just called in to Jeff to say that I really just enjoy listening to the program. I don't really have a specific question now, but... you know, actually, though, I do.
Perfect. Now that I think of it.
and I have two large gardens, and I'm kind of a slash and burn type of guy. I don't really take real close care of the gardens. I just plant a bunch of stuff and deal with it as best I can. But one thing I've wondered about is I've been told that, you know, you need to gather up the trash from your garden and then... get rid of it, but I tend to not want to throw anything out. I see my neighbors actually put stuff in their dumpster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I like to
that
save everything
yeah.
and mulch it. But I'm, you know, I know that there are issues with diseases and bugs and everything like that. But I like to mulch everything, and I'm sure that some of the seed survives and some of the bugs survive. But do you guys have any suggestions on how? You can use all of this stuff and not have to worry about diseases and bugs and all that. I guess you just have to make sure it reaches a certain temperature or whatever. But maybe
no, it's not.
I'd
it's not that difficult.
That.
Just mow it. Run the
just
mower.
Mow it,
and if you spread some manure on that, and
that's exactly what I was going to say.
Till it in, it's actually sheet composting, and you'll be just fine.
And you'll be just fine.
In fact, it's a really easy way to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
You know, another
another
thing you can do is make sure that when you rotate different plants in and out of your beds that you rotate accurately so that you're not, you don't plant tomatoes in the same place all the time, and your brassicas and your other things. You know, just be conscientious.
Yeah, move it around a little bit.
Move it around, and and just sheep compost. Just when I chop and drop in my garden, I start at the top of the flower or plant, whatever it is, and I just whack right down.
So did, do you put any wood ashes on that? It's, you said slash and burn.
I really don't burn because I know that that kind of adds mineralization to the soil. Which
It makes alkalinity, but burning burns the organic matter up, and you have less organic matter by doing it. I know that the slash and burn was like in the rainforest, and within 5 years it was back to normal. But if you do it every year, you're in trouble.
Yeah, well, I would assume that if you burn your, you know, if you burn too much, that you really are mineralizing the soil. And, you know, back east, that was a good thing. I started gardening back east, and that was a good thing. You wanted to sort of have a higher pH to add to the acidic soils back there. It's the opposite over here.
Yeah, it's opposite.
Well,
anyway, I got one more question that came up.
Go for it, Dave.
And that is potatoes. I have a potato garden, and I'd like to rotate that potato garden, but the problem is, no matter how assiduously I dig for potatoes, I always miss them, and they always come up the same spot. Have you ever had that problem? And
And there's certain varieties that do it regularly. Some of the fingerlings, for me, do it, and the German butterballs do that.
Oh, yeah. I got tons of fingerling potatoes coming up, and I want them to go away.
I had a patch of I had a patch of purple Peruvians that took me 3 years to get rid of.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
persistence, well, darling. Persistence. You just got it. You just got to keep going.
The other thing, I had that problem, and if it comes up, it's considered a weed. I hoe it right off.
Right, weed it.
I just take it. Wait, now the. Technically, what you should do, we talked about the rotation, potatoes should be moved and not planted in the same ground for 3 years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
3 year span.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, 3 year span. So that's...
Now, why do you say that? Is it a
disease?
Pest or something?
Just simply a blight.
Okay.
Yeah, it's as simple as that.
You don't want to have the great Dave potato famine out there.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true. Especially since
trying to confuse the voles.
Right. Trying to confuse the voles.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys get on with it. I appreciate your show. I really enjoy it.
Thanks so much.
Forever and ever.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave. Good night.
Thank you very much.
Good advice there. I like that mowing the garden thing.
Yeah, just mow it.
Yeah, people get, it's a very simple way to do things, and you can mow everything down, and if you've had like your backyard little bin or pile of all your kitchen scraps and the lawn mowing trimmings and stuff like that, and you can just spread that all out there because it's not composted. And if you want to, haul a little manure or something, and just till it in. Even if you only get it, it's not even that mixed in. Mm-hmm. And even if it's only 2 inches down, it does wonders. And, you know, the worms start working it. The bacteria start getting into it.
Yeah, it's worth it. I mean, it really is. I mean, mowing is a great idea. Once you shred it up.
Yeah, it goes really fast.
It just goes really fast.
Mowers are a great machine.
Yeah,
great
machine. I like it. Yeah. And Lance, quick before we go, you mentioned that you have red romaine seedlings coming up.
Yeah, the spot where I planted red romaine for our seed crop, we harvested all those little seedlings. And like 6 weeks ago, Jan got some to Gunnison. My neighbor got some in his greenhouse. But here they are up again.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Where I planted the garlic. And I just thought it'd be fun to see how they survived the winter.
Okay.
Because they're already up. They're seedlings. You know, they're not quarter inch or that size. They're not going to grow much more.
Right.
But if they have a good snow cover, they'll probably make it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're clear, if it's no snow cover and the freezing and thawing will probably do something to them.
Or if you had a cold frame over them.
I could put a cold frame over them, yeah.
And what's this grated salad thing you do?
Oh, the grated salad, that's my winter salad. And that's cabbage. And it's... grated carrots and beets and onions and garlic, daikons, kohlrabi, trying to think what else I might put in that.
Right, all coming out of your storage.
Yeah, and dried tomatoes. Pit. And then, Celtic sea salt, oil, and vinegar.
Wow, that sounds fabulous.
And then I usually put, like today I ate it with baked potatoes.
Ooh, yumster.
You know, I had baked potatoes yesterday, so I put that and some mayonnaise on that.
Now that's beautiful. And straight out of your garden. I mean, really, that's fabulous. Out of the pit. I mean, all that work.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing your garden season with us.
Well, thanks. It's been great. Fun.
Yeah.
Right?
We've had a good time.
Really good time. Learned so much. And a lot of great callers. And Lance, we wish you just a lot of relaxation before January is nipping at your heels right here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Well, I'll tell you, this is really crazy, but I've already started splitting firewood for next year. For next year.
For next year. This man is mad, I tell you.
A little bit at
this
a time.
This worm is mad.
Yeah.
This worm is cuckoo.
Yeah.
Well, 30 minutes at a time. That's doable.
Okay. Well, we can't wait to hear what you've been up to in January. So we'll be talking about pruning, seed saving, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Lulu and I will be back next week. We're going to talk a little bit about live Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My new theory is everybody has to plant at least one tree every year.
Oh, I like that theory. Okay. That's going to be fun. So Lance, adieu. See you in January, and Lulu next week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. It's One Woman's Perspective coming up next.
Yeah.
KVNF.
Yeah. Have a good
winter.
We'll
see you when we see you. Adios.
Slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.